Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are reviewing another week in the Industry Pickup League. We've got a good friend of the show, Adam King, here to rejoice in one win and one loss this week. We'll find out who in a second. Let's go!
Jordan open! Chicago with the lead! Bryant to Shaq!
Not a game. We talking about practice.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at Ball Boys Fantasy. And today we're doing another review of the Industry Pickup League, which, again, if you're new to these podcasts, it is the Fantasy League, which is including myself and 11 other of some of the best fantasy basketball analysts out there. It's the creme de la creme when it comes to fantasy basketball leagues. So very, very competitive, and each week, sometimes on my channel, sometimes on Adam's channel, we are breaking it down and going through our teams and strategy moving forward. So let's bring in the great man and let's talk to Adam King and go through what was a, you know, heartbreaking week for you. It came down to the last day. It came down to the final game for you this week, but unfortunately fell short and had a 4-5 loss to Rhett Bauer. And just kind of the one you needed this week, but unfortunately not to be.
Yes, it is with heavy heart that I'm here today. As we said off air, you held up your end of the bargain. I did not. It was close all the way. I was in the lead going into the last game, but it really came down to DeJounte Murray and his dodgy hamstring / untraded absence today, because I ended up losing by 17 points, and I'd like to think that DeJounte Murray could score 18 points given, let me have a look at his recent games, 22, 23, 35, 24, 22, 26.
Yeah, so the last six games, he's all gone over 18, so.
Yeah. Look, it was a bit unfortunate. I was hoping Malcolm Brogdon.
I was watching Brogdon as well. It was questionable, and
he was.
It was just Matisse Thybulle thing. And I thought, okay, well, Brogdon doesn't play. Sometimes Matisse is only good for 3 or 4 points a game. So, I think I was watching your matchup closer than I was my matchup this week, because it was coming down the wire over there. And
yes, it was. I had a couple of Thunder guys going today, and then of course they have their worst game of the season and lose to Detroit. Chet scored 9 points.
Yep.
Josh Giddey had 12, I think. So, it was unfortunate. My other guys did their job. Fultz was good. Nembhard was good. Jalen Johnson was good.
Yep.
Just my Thunder guys decided to not play today, and DeJounte just felt like having a night off.
And we sort of previewed this last week on your YouTube channel and podcast, that we sort of thought there was going to come down to the steals, which you did You got the job done there, and, mm-hmm. and five steals from Fultz today definitely helps that effort. But that was looking pretty good. The obviously, we knew your rebounds and blocks were going to be very strong. The field goal percentage was very strong. We identified the free throw percentage as well for your team, but more recently, you've been going with a bit more big, heavy of a lineup, so that obviously didn't go down. So funnily enough, it came down to points for your team, which is a new area for you, I guess. You're a punt points team, as a lot of us might be aware. But was it something that you identified early that it was going to be that category that it was close, or was it a bit of a surprise to you later in the week that that was the one that was going to be the close one?
It was probably later in the week. I think earlier in the week I was still leaning into turnovers. So I was, yeah. I think I rested Yusuf Nurkic maybe on a night, and I thought, yeah, I thought it would be turnovers. But then a couple of my guys, I set off air, Wemby.
Right.
He basically has free reign to do whatever he wants. So he's getting five turnovers, six turnovers from that center position, which is that's not what you come to expect from a center in the NBA.
Yeah.
So
6-7-3 in the last three games. So
yeah. So yeah. That really hurt me. Those turnovers. So I leant into the points a little bit, which is why I played Giddy today over someone like an Onyeka Okongwu or Andre Drummond, because I was just hoping for points, but wasn't expecting the Thunder to lose to the Pistons. That's why I picked up Nembhard, because I thought no Haliburton.
Yep.
I thought McConnell was playing and streamed him in another league, and unfortunately that's one of the downsides of living in Australia is that we have to make our pickups.
Before we go to bed.
Before we go to bed, and then we wake up and you've got that player, but he's ruled out. So, it's unfortunate. So, look, it was a little bit up and down throughout the week. It was pretty close. That's... It nothing I can do.
Yeah.
At least it was 4-5, so it was competitive. And given the results of a couple of other matchups, I actually ended up moving a little bit closer to that top six.
Still in the hunt a little bit there. It's going to, we've said this for a few weeks now, it's going to have some results go your way, but it's still possible. I'm just looking at your team here and those turnover numbers, and a lot of them are pretty low. Like, you've got some good low turnover guys. Josh Giddey only averaged 1.3 this past week, but it really, Victor Wembanyama, 5.3 turnovers average over the last 7 days, just sticks out amongst all of them as well. Three turnovers per game for Yusuf Nurkic, but he did only play the two games this week. So it really was that Wemby average that's really weighed your team down there. And we do know that Rhett's team is he does take care of the ball. He's got a good, efficient, low turnover team. So, it's funny when you go into a matchup not expecting the category to be close, the one that it is, you sort of kick yourself because you think, oh, if I just streamed points earlier and not worried about my turnover, like it could have been different. But obviously that's a hard thing to detect earlier in the week when it's not normally something you're used to competing in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, it's adjustments on the fly. And like I said, that's why I picked up Nembhard. I did manage to pick up Josh Hart for a cool $100 last night. We'll see. I'm hoping Julius Randle misses a month here and Josh Hart can get me some rebounds and steals.
Injury didn't look too good. So, might be on for something there. Yeah. But yes. So
and you had Josh Hart for a while, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I ended up making the switch to a Vince Williams, which I've been very happy with since. So no regrets really there. But yes, I did used to have Josh Hart, but he just was inconsistent when everyone was healthy. And I held on to him for a little bit after trade, but even then it wasn't really kind of happening. No. So this injury, obviously, hopefully for your sake, it opens things up for him.
Yeah, I guess on much better news, you had a convincing victory.
I did.
This week. I'm just looking down here. There wasn't really anything in doubt. I wouldn't have thought coming into today.
No, it was all pretty smooth sailing, to be honest. I had a clear games cap advantage. Mike had a few injuries that he was dealing with this season, or this week in particular. So he only managed to get the 32 games in. I had the 39. The only really thing which was a surprise that I got there in the end was the free throw percentage, 79.5%. That doesn't always get it done, and that's actually a positive free throw week for my team. So the fact that I won that pretty happy with. The points, I wasn't too sure if I'd get there at the start of the week, but got there relatively convincingly in the end, probably due to that game's played advantage. I think if we'd both been on 39, he probably would have got me in the points category there in the end, but everything else was pretty comfortable. Pretty good performances. I'm encouraged, without trying to not get ahead of myself, with how my team has been performing. Just feel pretty good with how things are sitting right now. Vince Williams has been a great pickup the last couple of weeks. Very happy with him there. Evan Mobley finally is looking like he's going to be coming back next week. He's listed as probable for Monday's game. So that trade that, you know, I haven't seen a single game from Evan Mobley yet is finally going to start to, you know, show itself. But, you know, since that trade, I've been holding it down. I'm currently sitting in third place. I've got the same record as Rhett Bauer, but because of my most recent performance, it puts me ahead of him. But so I've got a bit of a gap now, and I think it's enough of a gap. So I'm sitting, where are we? I'm sitting 12 points behind Josh at number one, and the playoff cutoff is the sixth spot, so that's 19 games behind. So I'm seven, you know, games clear of that playoff cutoff zone. So it's at least enough breathing room for me now to be a little bit more patient if there's some injuries, take, again, that little bit more of a long-term view, have that playoff kind of picture in mind first and foremost, rather than really scrounging around for every single win and short-term focus. So, again, another week where I didn't make any moves. I'm just kind of letting things settle and sort of see where things go. I haven't seen any obvious pickups that I really wanted to grab if it meant dropping any of my players. I've been pretty happy with everything at the moment. So, fingers crossed, things keep going well.
Yeah, and looking down your roster here, you mentioned Vince Williams. I don't have him in any leagues. I know he's been playing well, but just pulling up his stats here for the week, he had 74 points, 28 rebounds, 10 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks on 62% shooting from the field, 12 three-pointers, 67 from the line. That's obviously, that's not great, but everything else.
In my build, I do not care.
No, you don't. Yeah. And as you won free throws anyway this week, so... Yeah. Yeah, look, his numbers have been really good. And I guess the question, and I'm sure you'll get this question and I'll get this question over the coming days, is are we activating Evan Mobley straight away? Or because just looking down your roster, there's no obvious drops. There's a couple of names there that I think you could consider dropping, certainly for Evan Mobley. But will you look at activating him straight away, or will you wait a couple of games?
For my personal team, I'm not going to be activating him straight away. I'm going up against Alex Reclean in next matchup, and his team is a very clear punt blocks team.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So for that reason, I don't really think I need to. I also have a lot of players playing on the Monday. So I'm actually going to be choosing to bench a few players because I think I've got close to 50 players or 49 games. I think it'd be more if I activated Mobley. Close to 50 games this next week, so I will be having to bench a few players. So for me, I'm not really going to risk throwing him out there because I do think he's going to be on a decent minutes limit, probably close to that 20 minutes, you know, sort of range. But if you were in a team, in a situation, a matchup where you can identify blocks are going to be a close, tight thing, then maybe you do activate him, or maybe you've got some more obvious players that you want to drop or something like that. But for me and my team, I'm still in the process of just kind of evaluating what's going to be my need over the next sort of month or so. I have an idea of if I need to, if I have to drop some players, who they would be. But you've also got the upside or the potential that in the next couple of days, someone else pops up with another injury flag and I can just swap him in for them and not have to drop anyone and just kind of carry a bit more of that team over and kind of, you know, beat the system a little bit that way. So that's going to be my approach with Evan Mobley returning. So I probably won't activate him for the Clippers game on Monday.
No, and I mean, this has obviously been a lengthy injury too, so he's not coming back from a week or 2 weeks. So, and it's not like the Cavs have been bad without him. They've won. I think they've lost once in the past 3 weeks or something. Yeah. So they'll ease him in. I'm assuming, I haven't checked yet, but I'm assuming Darius Garland could potentially return this week as well.
I haven't seen too much news. I'm expecting to miss maybe another couple of games, but I'm not too sure about that one. I would have expected him to. The fact that he's been out longer than Mobley is very surprising to me.
It is. I mean, a jaw is obviously, I guess, that depending on how bad it was broken, but it just impacts your ability to eat and get nutrition and that sort of thing. So he could exercise, but if you can't get all your vitamins and everything you need to be eating, they're all on these wacky diets. And so I'm sure they'd find a way around it. But if you can't eat properly for 2 weeks, that's going to knock you around a bit,
especially
as an elite athlete. So I hope Garland's back soon.
The other thing with Evan Mobley is he does have a back-to-back on the Wednesday, Thursday this week. So there is a very real scenario where he plays this game as Clippers and then he rests one of the Detroit or the Memphis game later this week. So if you're activating him and then he misses one of those games, like it just might be a little bit annoying. So for me, I'm just going to kind of wait and see how that goes. And like I said, I've got a full, basically, roster of players playing on the Monday, so I don't necessarily need him for that day. And again, going up against a team that punts block, I'm gonna win blocks very comfortably this week. I'm not going to have to strain myself to win that category. So, and that's Evan Mobley's main thing. He does a lot else well, but I think I can cover his weakness that I obviously have been doing the last 6 weeks. So,
Anyone in any fantasy league this week is going to have to make some decisions regarding their lineup because 22 teams have four games this week.
So I
would assume everyone in our league this week will go over that 40 games cap. So we're going to have to make some decisions. And I'm sure that let me have a look at the weekly schedule in terms of high volume, low volume days. So we've obviously got a lot of games tomorrow. So we've got a 12-5, 10-4, 10-6-9. So potentially 3 days this week where you're going to have a full lineup.
Yep.
Maybe even 4-9 games on Sunday. So, it's going to be some tough decisions. And this week you said you're up against Alex Reclean. I'm up against Drew Dinkmeyer, which doesn't bode well for me. So I'm really going to have to lean into my strengths this week. And hopefully turnovers. I'll need to have a look at what his team is like in turnovers. But I'll be looking at rebounds, blocks, field goal percentage, turnovers, and probably steals will be that swing category again like it usually is.
Yes, 100%. He's I'm just looking at his team here and his schedule and the players playing. So Milwaukee have a four-game week, so Lillard plays there. So does the Lakers. Anthony Davis has a questionable tag against him, but he does that most games. He's got 4 games of Rudy Gobert, 4 games of Jaren Jackson. So all of his best players have the high-volume week. 4 games of Denver, so Jamal Murray is going to be playing. So tough week to go up against the great man. You got your work cut out for you. I'll be rooting for you, mate. I will be cheering you on.
I've got the stats up here. So I should get him in field, and this is just based on season standings. I should get him in field goals. I should get him in rebounds, although we're close. I'm first. He's third. Steals, he's first. And I'm sort of sixth or something. So,
yeah.
That'll be tough. Blocks, I'm first. You're second. He's third again, though. And turnovers, he's first.
He's best. So, yeah. Those swing categories, he seems to be strong in all of them, which is probably not what you want to see. He's got a good side. He's got a very good side.
Oh, he does. That's why he's second.
Yeah. So if I'm looking at the Roto standings, he would be by far and away the top team. So obviously a bit more of a balanced team and built that way just off the back of value. Weakest categories in assists and field goal percentage, but the rest of his stats are all towards the top there. So very tough team.
And he hasn't really, I'm just looking down his roster, he basically hasn't had an injury all year. Longer than a game or two. I can't see anyone there that's missed.
Vucevic maybe a little bit, but
maybe Vuce had a little injury for 10 days or something. So
isn't that crazy? His most injured player has been Nikola Vucevic, who's the top five totals legend.
and he's the two players that have played the most games for him are Anthony Davis and Rudy Gobert.
There you go. So he's had a good run.
He has.
Maybe this is the week that the luck runs out. I don't know. We'll have to see. Not wishing anything poorly on his players, but
injury coming. He's got to roll an ankle. I don't know.
Just be a bit conservative there, the Lakers. That's all. You know, maybe not a full blown injury, but just give him a couple nights off just to be safe.
I'd be appreciated.
So that's your matchup. Like I said before, I'm going up against Alex Racine, who is a bit down in the standings. And obviously, the unfortunate news for him was the Ja Morant injury. So he's had a bit of a shocker or a waste of a season, essentially. So no longer has him. But relatively healthy outside of Shaedon Sharpe and Gordon Hayward, more sort of back end kind of players. I'm hoping Devin Booker's 60 point games are sort of in the rearview mirror, and we can leave those behind, and we don't get any more double overtime Steph Curry games as well. So a couple of hot players coming into this week, so we'll see. I'm going to try and push for some points competitiveness. I've got a few high volume week for some of my better point scorers, so I'm going to chase that. I think I'm going to win rebounds and blocks fairly comfortably. He's going to smash me in threes. He's going to smash me in turnovers. So and free throw percentage. So last time I versed him, I think I did have a victory, although last time I did play Alex, I think Steph Curry missed maybe two out of his four games. So we'll see how things go. I feel relatively confident. And even if I do come up short, like I said, I've got that bit of a buffer room that, if I fall down to fourth, it's not a big deal for me. So I'm not going to be straining too hard and not making massive changes, I don't think, this week. We'll wait and see.
I think you're bang on there. And he's got like a couple of guys, Alec Burks, who's been good for him the last couple of weeks with Cade back. He's going to cool down and Goga Badadze. He's been in and out of the lineup a little bit. Pajemski hasn't been great the last few weeks. GG Jackson is very up and down. So he's got some really good top end talent with Curry and Booker, Siakam, Bam Adebayo. But then he's got just some of his back end guys are a little bit more hit or miss. So it could go one of two ways, really. And so you'll be hoping that they continue to struggle and that you maybe walk away with a 6-3 win.
Yes, I would like that again. Just more buffer, more of that, like sort of keep myself in that comfortable position. But we'll have to wait and see how things go. If you guys haven't already, make sure you hit that big old subscribe button down below and give this video a big thumbs up. And also head over to the Fantasy Basketball International YouTube channel and give them a big thumbs up on their videos and subscribe to them. They've got lots and lots of videos coming out every week. What's happening at the moment over at FBI, Adam, for those people listening?
So we'll have our NBA Monday tomorrow with myself and Noah Rubin. So we'll be live at 3 p.m. Eastern, I believe. Tuesday at around the same time, Tuesday 3 p.m., I'm going to be on the Roto World Q&A show moving forward weekly, and I think that's with Noah as well. And then we'll have our Thursday night show, which wasn't on last week. Our all Aussie sort of podcast that we do was not on just due to some family stuff we had going on, but it'll be back on this week with myself and Matty G. And I'm not sure, maybe you haven't asked you yet, but we'll get someone on.
The all Aussie ones. Make sure you get around those ones because it's always good to support the Aussies in fantasy basketball.
It is. Look, the first one we did live had a lot of views.
There you go.
And engagement, that sort of thing. And I thought it'd be the other way because the Americans would all be asleep, but we got quite a few Aussies and Kiwis and some Europeans as well. So, so we'll be back on Thursday and then I'll be back on Friday with Mike Fiddle as well to have a look at the weekend schedule.
Lots going on. So, guys, make sure you do go and check out Fantasy Basketball International. They've got all sorts of good things happening to keep you covered during your fantasy basketball push to the playoffs. It's not too long now before the NBA trade deadline, so stay tuned. I will be doing some coverage when it comes down to that NBA trade deadline. We've had a few trades already, but there's still probably plenty more in the works as well. So stay tuned for that one there, guys. And until next time, we will see you guys laters. Bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.